You're listening to SBS News.
Search warrants were executed at the ABC's Ultimo headquarters over 2017 stories on allegations Australian soldiers may have carried out unlawful killings in Afghanistan based on leaked defence papers. Another warrant executed on News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst's home was over the 2018 publication of a leaked plan to allow the Australian Signals Directorate to spy on Australians. The AFP hasn't ruled out laying charges following the back-to-back raids this week. ABC Chair Ida Buttrow says she asked Communications Minister Paul Fletcher for assurances the ABC wouldn't be subject to future raids, but he declined to provide them. Ms. Buttrow says she will defend press freedom.
At the moment, this case is tied up with lawyers, so it makes it very difficult for us to talk about it. But I have been a journalist for a very long time, and I know how important the freedom of the press is, and I will defend it to the utmost.
The raids have sparked debate about press freedom and calls from media advocates for new laws to protect journalists and whistleblowers. Labor is considering backing a Senate inquiry into the raids proposed by the Greens, while the AFP has left the door open to carrying out further raids as part of its investigations. Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton have repeatedly denied the government had any involvement in the investigation or the timing of the search warrants. Peter Dutton has told Nine's Today program there is nothing new about the idea that a journalist can go to jail for publishing top secret government documents, saying the suggestions there should be no penalty goes against tradition.
The laws that apply today are the same laws that apply under the Shorten government or the Rudd government or the Howard government in relation to the leaking of documents. And if you're talking about highly classified top secret documents, an argument that Albo or I could leak those documents and that there would be no penalty, or that a journalist could have possession of those documents that might be against our national interest to publish them, that there should be no penalty or consequence for that, would go against tradition in our country that spans back many, many decades, and the same case in other democracies around the world.
But Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the government needs to defend the essential role that media has in Australia's democracy.
Australians do have a right to know what is going on in a democracy. That is the role of the media. Now, Annika Smethurst, I'm sure, won't give up her sources. Ben Fordham won't give up his sources. The ABC won't give up their sources. So what we'll have here is an issue that will be ongoing, and the government, the Prime Minister and the Minister, can't continue to say it's nothing to do with them.
Mr. Morrison says he's open to reviewing the legislation underpinning the searches, while Liberal MP Craig Kelly, who chairs the Parliament's Joint Committee on Law Enforcement, wants the AFP's Acting Commissioner, Neil Gagan, to be called before the committee to explain the raids. President of the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, Marcus Strom, says newsrooms across the country remain in support of press freedom, many of which, including SBS, participated in a day of action. Mr. Strom believes the government has got the balance wrong when it comes to juggling concerns about national security and free speech.
I think it's clear that these were aimed to intimidate journalists and whistleblowers, and that's a very chilling fact in Australia in this day and age. We shouldn't be having a society where a government tries to be so secretive.
In a statement, Managing Director of SBS, James Taylor, said the ability of journalists to hold individuals and organisations to account, to scrutinise and to bring to light matters in the public interest is critical to any democracy and underpins the trust Australians have in our independent media. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.